We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is A Bicycle Built for Eight. It's Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for sweet dreams and silly adventures. You can listen to a story anytime you need a friend. I'm your host, Angie. There was once a bored little doggy who was looking for something fun to do. So, doggy wandered into an old shed and found a bicycle built for eight. What do you think happened next? Let's begin our bicycle adventure now. A Bicycle Built for Eight. One day, a little doggy was bored and wandering around the barnyard. The little doggy sniffed around and found its way to the old shed. The shed was dark inside and filled with old metal junk. Doggy rummaged around until he found something quite remarkable. It was a bicycle built for eight. Doggy grabbed the handlebar with his teeth and dragged the ginormous bicycle out of the old shed. Doggy sat on the very front seat of the bicycle and held onto the handlebars. The little doggy put its feet onto the pedals. Then he started to pedal the bike all around the yard.
Doggy, doggy wants to go for a ride. So pedal fast and have a blast. We'll bike along a hillside. Hurry now and don't be late. Climb aboard, it's gonna be great. Sit on the seat and move your feet on a bicycle built for eight.
Said the doggy.
This would be even more fun with a friend.
So the doggy pedaled the bike to the hayloft to find its kitty cat friend. The kitty cat was idly lounging on some hay. Doggy called.
Wanna go for a ride, kitty cat?
The kitty cat laughed. And hopped onto the second bicycle seat. Together, the two friends pedaled the bike down the hill.
Kitty cat, kitty cat wants to go for a ride. So pedal fast and have a blast. We'll bike along a hillside. Hurry now and don't be late. Climb aboard, it's gonna be great. Sit on the seat and move your feet on a bicycle built for
Doggy and Kitty Cat rode by the pasture where they saw Moo Cow eating some grass.
Moo, what's this?
Meow, wanna go for a ride, Moo Cow?
The Moo Cow chuckled.
Moo-hoo-hoo.
And hopped onto the third seat of the bicycle. She put two hooves on the handlebars and two hooves on the pedals. The three friends pedaled together across the field all the way over to the junkyard where they saw Billy Goat kicking around some cans.
Moo, wanna go for a ride, Billy Goat?
The Billy Goat giggled and hopped aboard the bicycle. The four friends pedaled over to the coop where a chicken was pecking at some corn.
Hey, chicken, wanna go for a ride?
The chicken chortled and climbed up onto a seat. To the pen where they found a piggy rolling around in the mud.
Quack, quack. Hey, piggy, wanna go for a ride?
The piggy was delighted and made its way up onto a bicycle seat. The six friends pedaled the bike all the way to the clover field where a baa sheep was smelling flowers.
Baa!
Hi, baa sheep. Wanna go for a ride?
The baa sheep bleated for joy and hopped onto a seat.
Gonna be great. Sit on the seat and move your feet.
seven friends pedaled all around. Doggy looked back at the other animals and said,
"We just need one more friend to fill our last seat."
The animals made their way over to the grassy meadow where they saw Horsey scratching its head on a post.
"Bah! Hey, Horsey, wanna go for a ride?"
The Horsey heed and hawed at the silly spectacle.
Yay.
And climbed up on the last seat of the bicycle.
Woo-hoo!
Meow-ha-ha!
Woo-hoo!
Pedaled the bicycle built for eight all along backcountry roads up and down the hillside. They laughed all the way. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to watch spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. Did you enjoy tonight's bicycle adventure? You may also enjoy reading some spectacular books by me, Angela Ferrari. Titles include What Do You See?, An Extraordinary Book, Digger's Daily Routine, and The Shape Escape. These spectacular books are available for Kindle and in paperback at storyspectacular.com/books and on Amazon. Take your favorite stories along with you on all of your adventures by downloading full episodes of Story Spectacular to your device and listen offline anytime, anywhere. Be sure to tell all of your bicycle friends, too, so they can enjoy listening to Sleepy Time Tales, too.
Sleepy Time Tales.